Money and markets. I don't know where to start. It was a busy week on the blog. First, and to me the most important story, is Brussels company Lairwise announcing the use of a 3D printer to make a new jaw for an elderly woman. Now, I've been following 3D printing. You've seen some videos on 3D printing up on the blog, but it's quite amazing. And it's a stunning example of what this kind of technology can do. You basically map the jaw, the old jaw, on a CAD software, and literally a printer can make a duplicate jaw in what's called a 3D printer, and it's an incredible use of it. But I wanted to put that story up and bring it to your attention because it's important to understand that part of the changes that we're watching are not just about the pro-centralization team and actions of human beings. Technology is causing changes everywhere in everything, and there's a lot of creative destruction going on, and it's some of the bad behavior we're watching, as we talked like last week, is the organizations who can having trouble as their cash flows takes a dive. You know, so as Hollywood's cash flow takes a dive, they want to get more legislation to try and protect their cash flow. It's interesting. I'm reading an OECD study on the economy of satellites in space, and the strong dollar policy very neatly tracks the build-out of the satellite systems in the 90s. You can see it. You know, and I've always said that money only goes where enforcement can follow. So it's not surprising, but these are very deep changes that we're watching. At C-Lane, my money management company, I spend a lot of time looking at applied technology and what it's doing to energy and natural resources, but also manufacturing and healthcare. And what we're seeing in every industry across the board, whether it's in the emerging markets or in North America or Europe, is a bifurcation deep within all sort of enterprises between those who are applying these new technologies in their day-to-day operations and products and services and those who are not. And it's causing a real split in where the equity value is happening. And it's a fascinating process to watch, but it's causing all sorts of change and all sorts of, as I said, creative destruction. So part of what you're seeing the pro-centralization team doing is knowing this is coming and anticipating it and saying, okay, you know, let's get ahead of it. And part of what they're saying is we'd rather give everyone a government check than try and explain to them what robotics is all about. On an earlier, when I got back from Switzerland, I told the story of one of the activists in Switzerland at the conference that I attended in November, saying that he'd been given a grant from the Office of Naval Intelligence to help recruit robotics engineers in low-income communities, that the Office of Naval Intelligence estimated that we needed 400,000 new robotics engineers in the next 10 years in the USA alone. So a lot is moving into the machines, and it's one of the reasons, no matter how much manufacturing we move back on shore, it's not necessarily going to achieve any kind of explosion in jobs. The maker movement, which I've written a lot about on the blog, I talked about in the wrap-up, reflects this development. It's a way of taking that technology and bringing it back to a successful application in our everyday lives, and it's a very positive thing if you haven't hooked into it. One of my goals in the Solari Report, as I keep learning about these things, is to keep you current on them, because I think they're going to be important. Now, there are lots of ways this technology is not so wonderful, and we're seeing the announcement of this week with an announcement that drones are being introduced for domestic enforcement, and that includes farm surveillance, lockdown the food supply. The FAA Reauthorization Act, which Obama is expected to sign, orders the FAA to develop regulations for the testing and licensing of commercial drones by 2015. Big warning announcements from both the Federation of American Scientists, a very good group, and the Electronic Frontier Foundation. The FAA projects there will be 30,000 drones in the nation's skies by 2020, not just for police agencies or enforcement and electronic surveillance, but by private companies as well. I would just like to point out, of course, anticipating these trends, we talked about this development in our review for Let's Go to the Movies of The End of Violence, which is a wonderful Wim Wenders film starring Bill Pullman. and it's about this kind of technology, you know, sort of drones in the sky that can puppy train or worse a citizen. Anyway, if you haven't seen The End of Violence, it's on the list at the end in the year end wrap up. We did a list at the end in an appendix of all the movies we've done in the in Let's Go to the Movies since 2008, and I really encourage you to take a look at that list, but you'll find The End of Violence there.